This is our first episode of season two, and there are some changes, some incredible changes. We're involving more people this season, and we have my name's Andrew, and my handle, Andrew, I think it's one underscore, Andrew underscore Novell. That's because there's actually a British actor who has Andrew Novell. But anywho, which reminds me, we now have Amy.
Smooth, Andrew, smooth.
You like that transition?
Yeah.
Oh,
so, yes. My name is Amy, for those who don't know me. My handle's at Amy E. Burdett 1. And I'm also Doctor, not a Doctor, Tweets of the Week, whatever. And I'm also funny on the Twitters. So,
we've branched across the Great Pond. And we also have a man, I call him Finch Face, with us as
Finch.
Three hosts. Hey. So Finch, what is your real name?
So my real name is John. I go by Jay, and I'm at Jay Finch Face on the Twitters.com.
Nice. So three of us this season, and who knows, maybe somebody else might join in as a co-host from here to there. But
teasing,
yeah, that would be cool. But we got some stuff, cool stuff lined up. You may have noticed we already have new album art. We've spread our wings, getting more people involved. Gabe Posey has made this for us.
Gabe
has incredible talent, and he was, you know, designing those t-shirts, and it kind of took off. I think Beth Moore bought one. Did you guys see that?
There was a few retweets. I saw there was a few retweets.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like, he's just got the reach, but anywho, you know, we all talk.
He's gonna disown us.
He is. He's like
too
going
big for us.
He's gonna call us
and be like, "Hey, will you stop saying his name?"
We're totally gonna get a cease and desist because Gabe's gotten big. I woke up this morning. I saw he interacted with VeggieTales guy.
Phil.
Yes, Vischer. Yeah, like it was the best, man. He tweeted out something like, "You owe me." Yeah, I can't remember. I think he's like, you owe me for the many times I've had to sing, you know, the VeggieTales song to my.
I love how he's just calling his shot with all these celebrities. Like, he's
tagging him. He's
tagging
him.
Phil responded, and he just said simply, "Consider the debt settled." I'm like, this is incredible. But you guys, but seriously though, like, so Gabe's designed the album artwork. You gotta check his stuff out. I am going to do the plug for his t-shirts. You need to go to his handle, Gabe G.
Or maybe he should tie to us.
I don't know. Is it a tip for that? Is that how we do this?
Do we get 10% and we give him 10%? That works out.
I don't know. I just want to get famous and have money with this. So.
Oh, I want to get so rich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amy's like, not me.
Yeah. Exchange rate's not great at the moment. Well, so give it a minute.
Sterling money is just not as great as the good old US dollar. So.
I knew we were going to go there.
Unpredictable.
Predictable, yeah.
So a lot of exciting stuff, and so we want to lay out here with this first episode. It's fairly unique. What we did over our break, we invited the community at WCT to kind of do like a call-in thing. It's just a feature, a part of, we use Anchor, and we use that feature to have people call in and just give a message. There's some funny ones, but there's some serious ones, and usually we try to be, you know, rather stupid on here, but there are some really good messages that we're excited to share with everybody. And so the majority of this episode, when we're done ranting and boring you to death with our stupid banter, we're gonna play those and really give an idea of what this community has been over the last year of 2019.
Because 2020, Andrew,
just skipping it. Is it already?
Wow,
2020.
We just went into 2021. Is that what you're telling me?
That is correct, Andrew.
If you're just now going into 2020, you're gonna need to sit down for this. It's going to get weird.
Yeah, let me tell you what happened in 2020.
Oh, no, don't tell me. Don't spoil it. So, wow, that was I'm not even going to edit that out. That was
That was nuts.
Good Lord. Anywho, that's what this year has been. It's been like a decade. So anywho, so that's what we're going to do with this episode. So I hope everybody likes it. And it might be cheesy. It might not. Guess what? I don't really care. I don't know if you guys care.
I get a little bit.
Fair.
Roll okay. That beautiful beam.
But just for the attention.
Nice.
If you have any complaints, tweet Amy. If you loved it, tweet me.
Love me, love me, love me. I'm desperate for attention. Love me.
Hey guys, I'm Eden, aka @_EdenL. So what I want to say to Weird Christian Twitter is keep on being weird, because that's fun for me. And also keep on trolling Theo Bros, because that's fun for me too. I mean, I'm French and there are not that many well-known Theo Bros there. And I need a little entertainment. So that's it. Anyway, keep on being awesome. I love being part of this community. God bless you.
Hey, this is Becky McCoy. The fancy answer is that I am fascinated with and love ecumenical spaces, and I'm in seminary studying spiritual formation and figuring out how to create communities that kind of encourage that in healthy ways. But let's be honest, the real answer is I am a single mom who works from home, and most days Weird Christian Twitter is the only way that I have contact with other adults. So thankful for you guys.
Hi, Weird Christian Twitter. This is the keeper of the list, Katie Crosby. I love so many things about our community, but my favorite is how we emphasize our commonalities and are charitable with our differences. I think it's a beautiful picture of what the church can be when we strive to live up to her ideals. I also love the community and the precious friendships that I've formed this year. So many of you are really dear to me, and I've never met you in person. Thank you for walking with me. Thank you for praying with me. Thank you for laughing with me. You all have been a highlight of 2020. I love you. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Hey, Weird Christian Twitter. Falcha, as we say in Scottish Gaelic. It's David here from Erskine in Scotland. Thank you to all of you for making 2020 just that little bit more bearable. And I will leave you with one of my favourite Gaelic proverbs. Hig criach ar an tuil, ach maddi gael is ciol. The world may come to an end, but love and music will last forever. Have a great year, guys.
Hi, I'm Steve Durr. Until I found the Weird Christian Twitter community, all of my tweets were just sent out into a void. Unseen, unheard, no retweets, no comments, certainly no likes. I carefully crafted them, and yet no responses. I started to think it was maybe just me. But then I found the Weird Christian Twitter community, and I found a whole group of people who are willing to prop up my insecurities. Thank you. Thanks for being there for me. Anyways, seriously though, thanks for being weird, thanks for being Christian, and thanks for being on Twitter. Bye-bye.
What's going on, good people? This is Devon, aka @Devon_, not Devin. And I'm here to just encourage Weird Christian Twitter to continue to be intentionally inclusive of any and all people who want to be a part of this little sub community. It has blessed me immensely to meet Christians from every denomination, from all over the place, from all over the spectrum in terms of where they are in their faith journey. It has blessed me and I wanted to continue to bless people. So my hope is that we never turn into gatekeepers, that we never leave or exclude people, and that we just continue to fight over food takes, because that is a great part of what we do and we're Christian Twitter. So love y'all, can't wait to meet y'all. Got hugs for everybody, hugs on deck. All right, peace.
Hey, Weird Christian Twitter, this is Ian. What does Weird Christian Twitter mean to me? It gave me community. Community.
Well, I thought the best thing that I could do for you all is to read an imprecation. So here it goes. From Habakkuk. O Lord, how long shall I cry and you will not hear? Even cry out to you violence, and you will not save. Why do you show me iniquity and cause me to see trouble? For plundering and violence are before me. There is strife and contention arises. Therefore the law is powerless, and justice never goes forth. For the wicked surround the righteous. Therefore perverse judgment proceeds. Enjoy your day. Have a good one. Oh, this is Jim West, by the by.
Hey, Weird Christian Twitter. This is Aaron Harding, and my Twitter handle is Aaron M. Harding. And I thought that I would record a quick message to say thank you for all of the blessings you have given me this 2020. I thank you so much for praying for me and my family during the time that we had COVID. And I thank you most of all for so much laughter and so much fun that we get to share on the Twitters. And for 2021, I pray that the Lord would bless each and every one of you and overflow your storehouses with blessings. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Love y'all.
Coffee is best black. Eggs are gross. The gospel is not a 91 million jet airplane. And Weird Christian Twitter is unconditionally loving, wholly accepting. And I love everybody here.
Hi, I'm Jameson Taylor, or my handle is at JamesonLT2, and one thing I want to tell Weird Christian Twitter is that y'all have been a remnant for me. I crashed out of my church of 16 years at the beginning of the pandemic, and finding all of you online, people who were educated and loved theology and loved the Lord and loved the church and loved his people as well as you do, who push back against the syncretic tides. That's a weird way to put that, but anyways, you have meant the world to me, so thank you. Pray for y'all, and I'll see you online.
Hey WCT, this is Jordan Pickering, aka Jordan Longwind. I'm proud to be an unofficial affiliate of the totally not made up Cape Town branch of Weird Christian Twitter. Cape Town is in Africa, which is just to the southeast of Florida. My claim to fame is that I gave Scott Coley a follow to get him to 500 followers so that James White would take him seriously. And look at him now, flying so close to the sun. I really appreciate Weird Christian Twitter for making a space for Christians who are trying to be citizens of that heavenly country. And my message to WCT is to keep remembering to be like Jesus. It's easy for me anyway to see the craziness and the wickedness on either side and to start seeing people as enemies of the faith. But let's rather remember that these are people that Jesus loves, probably. And one way or another, God has found a way to love us for all of our faults. So love your enemies, be weird. But in your weirdness, do not sin.
Hi, this is Amy / Ames, or at Just Amazing. And what does Weird Christian Twitter mean to me? You know, it's kind of an accidental community. I don't think it was something that meant to happen, but it kind of did. People always say, oh, you can't have something real on social media. It's just a bunch of people being fake and being ridiculous and lying. And I'm like, you know what? It kind of isn't always that way. It's what you put into it. To me, Weird Christian Twitter is a community of people who share similar interests to me, who care about me, and who care about each other. And I think it's really cool. Like, I think we created something really special, but I think we did it because we're all united by God and His power in us and through us. And we got Weird Christian Twitter.
Deconstructing over the holidays can be really confusing and hard. If that's what you're doing, make sure you give yourself lots of love, take the gloves off, and don't feel like you have to be experiencing some kind of Christmas spirit that maybe you're just not into right now. And if you are, then soak it up and enjoy it. Sometimes there are moments of great joy where things make sense, and sometimes everything is cloudy and muddy, and that's okay. Just be kind to yourself and be kind to each other.
This is Kirk at KirkMcCall68. And I'd just like to say thank you to everyone out there in Weird Christian Twitter land. Like many of us, I think I've found myself feeling a little bit spiritually homeless at times throughout 2020 with all that it's thrown at us. And I stumbled on this community just a few months ago. And I got to tell you, it has really given me life. I'm just so grateful for the encouragement and the fellowship, the different perspectives, the challenges, and definitely all the laughs. I've often referred to this as a digital diaspora, and I think that sums it up perfectly. We've got people from every background and location, life situations, all of whom really just share a couple of things, and that is a love for Jesus and a love for people. So God bless us in all of our messiness and our struggles and victories as we walk this journey together. Here's to the road ahead. Thanks, everyone.
Hello, everybody. This is Jennifer at Real Love is Kind. I had no idea that Weird Christian Twitter even had a podcast, so I had to log in and listen to the first episode. I didn't make it past the first 5 minutes, so sorry about that, but it was still entertaining. I've enjoyed watching all the bromances and chuckling at the back and forth between Hunter, Jaren, Andrew, and others. And even though I don't engage as much, I do log in and read quite a bit. But it's clearly a great group of people, and I wish all of you a very Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, and stay safe out there.
Hello, this is Sarah Finley at SarahLiz2018, and I just want to wish everybody a Happy New Year that's full of wonderful eggs, good coffee, great French toast, good cheese, and wonderful friends. I'm thankful for you all and the friendships I've made over the past year, and I hope you have a great 2021.
Howdy, this is Blake Edwards, Twitter handle at SBlakeEdwards34. I'm your typical white guy in the Southern Baptist Convention, and I like to play devil's advocate because other people's struggles are theoretical to me. It's fun to debate their right to equality. While we're here, I would like to center my voice and perspectives about a cause that means absolutely nothing to me. I'm here to take up all the oxygen in the room and exhaust people who are trying to fight against injustice so that we can maintain the status quo, which serves me. I have no interest in learning. Your frustration is my ultimate goal. Let's dialogue.
Hi, Weird Christian Twitter. This is Jolene at SheMomJojo. And I just want to say how thankful I am for all of you and what an honor it's been to get to know parts of your stories this year and share celebrations and heartaches and laughter and prayer with all of you. So grateful for you in my life.
You guys are the absolute worst. 0 out of 5 stars. Would not recommend.
Hey, Weird Christian Twitter friends. This is at Todd Harding_17 here.
I just wanted to leave a bit of advice for y'all. 2020 has been a tough year for a lot of us, so 2021 hopefully will be much better. And I think what would help is if you learn to not take yourself too seriously, be able to laugh at yourself, and not worry so much about what other people think of you. If you've seen any of my TikTok videos or Scott Coley's dance videos, you know that neither of us have any issue with that. And I think it would benefit you all if you took that same approach. Life is not all that serious all the time. Let's have fun. Let's laugh together. You know. So that's my word of encouragement and advice. And love you all. Appreciate every one of you. And looking forward to 2021. Bye.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for leaving a message and contributing to this episode one of season two. Appreciate every single one of you. Oh, except you, the Chris Creech. Yeah, I recognize your twangy voice. It was totally you saying 0 out of 5 stars, would not recommend. So, to you, Chris Creech, I hope that 2021 is the exact same, if not worse, than your 2020. Rest of y'all, I hope it's good. So on behalf of myself, Andrew, Amy, and Finchface, thank you for the community, for the fun, all the interactions. Thank you. Hey, so idea.
Yeah.
Just hit me. So Gabe Posey has, you know, a really cool talent and has made us a new album art, and I'm so stoked about it because it spreads out into the community, gets more people involved with this project. And so idea, what if we put out, and I don't know how to run this thing, but a contest, if you will, or, you know, something to tap into those in this community that have the musical talent, put together some intro music that we could start using and replace. I think it's called Cheesesteak. I love it. I love the intro music as it is.
Why don't we do that for the first session?
Let's do it.
So it could be a competition on the first session.
Let's do it.
And then it will come to the second.
All right, let's do it. So this is an open invite then to the WCT community to be watching for, well, I guess we'll just tweet it out or something, and we'll make sure we'll try to retweet and spread the reach. But yeah, look out for the invitation, and we'll have to kind of figure out the means of submissions. But yeah, and
listen to season two and find out the information.
Yeah,
on the tweet. Go. Yeah.